Good morning. Oh, our God is so great. Hey? Just want to start off with a verse from Galatians, or a few of them. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature's desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit is what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, ideology and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. Well, this is my story. I was born in an alcoholic home where mom and dad didn't think they could have any children. So they adopted my brother. The only one they were able to adopt is a First Nations boy. That's the only one they qualified for. Well, 3 years later, I came along, natural birth, belonged to them, but my dad didn't think so. So as far back as I can remember, 4, 5, they'd go out drinking, come home fighting. Mom would be getting the snot beat out of her by dad because the fights were about me being not as by, he thought I wasn't his child, right? So while mom was getting beaten up, brother was beating me up because I was the cause of the problem, right? I was the cause of the arguments. So a few years later, mom couldn't handle it anymore. So she left. But she left me with dad and brother. And, Dad, first of all, he took off on a 2-month drunk and left us kids alone. And then the only thing he said to us is, you better go to school, else the welfare is going to come and take you. So he came back, and we bounced around from town to town for a while. We ended up in a place called Houston, B.C., where I grew up most of my life. So in the meantime, Dad never laid a finger on me, but he was just full of mental abuse. He just called me every name in the book, and I was just a piece of garbage to him. And brother, he encouraged brother to keep on beating me up, and he used to set up fights to entertain his friends, and of course I'd lose all the time. And so this carried on. Like, I had lost contact with my mom for about 7 years and finally came in contact with her again. So I went and moved in with her for a year. And I got a job right away. I was, 12 years old, I guess. Well, when I got this job, there was a man there in his 50s, I guess. After work, he took me in the back and, well, he raped me. And then the next day I went to work. Well, he gave me money to keep my mouth shut. Next day I went to work, he raped me again and again and again. So I quit. And Mom asked me why I quit. I didn't tell her. It was too shameful. So I was staying with my mom for a year, but after that I started boxing. And did really, really good at it. I had 56 fights, 55 wins, 32 knockouts. I seen my brother's face every time I was fighting. And they were going down. These were 3 2-minute rounds. So anyhow, I had this idea to go back home to Houston and see my brother, get off the bus, and I was just going to give him one. Well, that never happened because he smiled at me and my heart melted. So, 'm not following this at all, so you got to excuse me. So anyways, I get back home and my dad had remarried. And he used to go to camp as a logger. And while he was in camp, I was weightlifting, boxing. I was in good shape. I looked good. My stepmother was drunk one night, and she came downstairs, and she raped me. And I didn't think it was rape because, you know, I enjoyed it, right? So that happened a few times. But then to look my dad in the eye after that, I couldn't do it. So at the age of 15, I moved out on my own. I was cooking for a few years by then and was able to support myself. And I was trying to go to school, but didn't much. So then I got a job as a logger, and I made tons of money. So I got into cocaine, and I got into drinking a lot, acid, you name it, I got into it. And I looked in the mirror one morning, and I said, "Who is that I'm looking at?" I didn't even know who I was anymore. So where do I go? I joined the military. I knew there was no drugs allowed there, so. But in the military, they promoted alcohol. So I became very good at drinking. And first year in the military, I found a woman and I married her and had a kid a year later. Yeah, things were going along okay. And then we cleaned out the closet, and there's like 500 vodka bottles in there. And so she objected, and I started hiding my booze. And anyways, it came to a head while I was in the military, and I went for help. I broke down. I was on an exercise. I had gotten really drunk and entered a beauty contest. And the next day I had bounced another rent check, and I was going to lose my place, and my wife and kids were going to leave. And so I sobered up in the military. Well, short time after sobering up, found out my wife and I really didn't know each other. And she didn't really like me, and I don't know if I liked her. But so we split. And then I found myself in a state where I was so alone, so lost and alone. I didn't know that, I don't think I ever heard the word Jesus. I heard the word higher power in AA. So anyways, I was living in Calgary, and the only place I know to go is Houston. So I'm driving over to the Columbia Ice Fields. While I'm driving, it was warm. It was a nice warm day. It was just dusk. I started to pray. I didn't know who I was praying to. But I was praying. And then all of a sudden, I got tingles throughout my whole body. And they lasted a good 5 minutes. And then I had a flushing sensation going through. And then I had a passenger. Wow, eh? A passenger. Kept me company all the way from the Columbia Ice Fields all the way to Houston. That's about 8 hours. My dad had long passed away. My brother had passed away. So I get to Houston. My stepmother had a boyfriend that was just on fire for the Lord. So we do the sinner's prayer right then and there. I went to church for the first time in my life. They hooked me up with the church back in Calgary. I got baptized. And then, I'm just going to skip backwards a little bit. I had 12 years of sobriety after I sobered up. But it sucked. I didn't know the Lord. You know, it was terrible. I was just white-knuckling it. So anyways, get back to Calgary, start going to church. I got baptized. I never had a community underneath me. Never had anybody I could turn to. So I fell back in my old ways. But this time I got into crack cocaine. And it wasn't long before my house turned into a crack house. And it was such darkness. I tried to fixicate myself. I had tried to kill myself several times in my life. But, you know, Lord had saved me so many times. So many times. He has a purpose for me. And I hope you can see He has a purpose for every one of you. So in that first 6 months of doing crack cocaine, I had a great bank account. I had a great bank account. I had about 80 grand in there. Lasted 3 to 6 months. I was broke. So I met a girl in detox. She had lots of money. I followed her to Sylvan Lake. My spiritual mom, who is here today, her son, Pastor Julian. After 5 years of complete drunkenness, I made a call to Gospel Chapel and cried out for help. A couple days later, Pastor came along, talked with us. He knew right off we were toxic together. So he had me in tears. I broke down. I was done. I was on a suicide mission, right? I was going to kill myself with alcohol. Well, lo and behold, I got kicked out of, she kicked me out for the umpteen time. And I was living in my truck, and my spiritual mom took me in. And I lived there until I went to Teen Challenge. At Teen Challenge, I was inundated with the Bible, the Word of God, His Word. And I came to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And all the blessings that are rolling in and that are keep rolling in. And all I got to do is keep my eyes on Him. Stay into the Word. Be obedient. I got somebody to love on me every day. I wake up in the morning, put my feet on the floor. I say, thank you, Lord. You know, I get tingles all day long. I get to help people today. I got a ministry. Wow, eh? So I'm going to just end this with a verse from Isaiah that you probably all heard before. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. One more thing. Did you know most birds hide when a storm comes, but eagles fly into storms because they know they can soar higher on the winds than they could ever do on their own. So why don't we all be eagles? Amen.
That's awesome. Good job. Awesome. Let's pray for this brother. Amen. Thank you, God, for this eagle. I thank you that he is soaring and that you have given him a ministry, that you give him hope. Thank you, Lord, that even in the eye of the storm, you're there and that your love surrounds us. I just pray for Barry that you're going to equip him for everything that he needs. We hear about the story that he came out of, his past, his childhood, and just the tragedy of that. But, Lord, you are greater than that. You are greater than where we've come from. And Lord, we just would pray for him today, God. Just equip Barry, fill him with the power of your Spirit. We pray for the men who you're going to bring under his mentorship, that they're going to turn to Jesus. They're going to know Jesus. They're going to be discipled, to be disciples of Jesus Christ. Yes. In the name of Jesus, we pray this. Amen.
Can I just say one more thing? I just wanted to, I missed something in this. You know, the old man died in me. And my childhood, everything in the past, it's like it never, ever happened. It has absolutely never happened. Amen.